The 2016 Iranian French film The Salesman is a nominee for the Foreign Film Oscar. It also makes its U.S. debut this week. In this edition of SIU Reviews, film critic Davey Peppers takes a closer look at the movie based in part on Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman.
Intertextuality has always been a powerful weapon in the film industry. By combining the old with the new, a special meaning is brought to both, keeping the most powerful works in our culture relevant while the new works become grounded in something recognizable. YouTube essayist Nerdwriter even has gone so far to call intertextuality Hollywood's new currency. And in using that currency, modern films tend to pull from the same well of greatness in adding complexity to different projects. Asghar Farhadi's new film The Salesman, a dramatic thriller wrapped around an Iranian production of Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman, makes a point of comparing the American dream with the Iranian dream, even showing the necessary cuts made to the play to be acceptable for an Iranian audience. Similarly, Charlie Kaufman's Synecdoche, New York, opens with a production of the play, contrasting the American dream of the 50s with the American dream of the modern day. Both of these comparisons illustrate the death of the modern American dream through their different interpretations, and end up making the tragic ending of Miller's play all the more poignant because of it. The Salesman tells the story of a married couple, Imad and Rana, played by Shahab Hosseini and Tarana Aladutsi, who both starred in Farhadi's exemplary About Ellie, who are playing the lead roles of Willie and Linda Lohman in the play, when their new apartment is revealed to have previously housed a prostitute. After rehearsal one night, when Rama is alone, the apartment is intruded upon by one of the prostitute's former clients, shattering Imad's perception of his life and interrupting his Iranian dream. As this dream becomes deferred, Imad slowly grows into a hateful, vengeful, and angry man, becoming a shadow of the sweet but conflicted man the movie began with. Similarly, in Synecdoche, theater director Caden Cotard, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, is directing a performance of the play at the beginning of the film, which he then turns into a massive and impossible conceptual theater piece that undergoes rehearsals for the rest of Cotard's life. After his rendition of Salesman, he becomes the man searching desperately for the new American dream, searching to make something great out of his life. This, obviously, is a failed attempt, as his obsession with mastery prevents the piece from ever being completed as his life moves by him in the meantime. These two crumbling dreams are given extra power by their connection to the original lost dream, as the story of Willie Lohman reminds the audience what a tragedy it is for a dream to be lost, but also how inevitable it is. Imad's Iranian dream was never going to last. It was always going to be corrupted by the outside world, and Cotard's postmodern American dream was destined to fall, crumbling under its own ambition. In their way, both of these films also make the tragedy of the Lohmans much more potent, as a simple lost dream has given way to much more complex and heartbreaking dreams. The Salesman and Synecdoche, New York, in their own way, remind the audience of a simpler time, a time when the greatest tragedy was not being a good salesman, not currently when the tragedy is being unable to support the weight of the universe on one's back. For when someone has to carry the world, his back will give out, and the only thing left to wish for is a simple, digestible, tear-jerking tragedy.
The Salesman opened in limited release this week. Check your local listings. Davey Peppers is a freshman studying cinema and journalism at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. He's written reviews and film-based news stories for the Cumberland Presbyterian Magazine and for WhatCulture.com. You can hear more SIU reviews on our webpage, WSIUnews.org.